This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sean, that's cruel. I should be watching the Eagles at the Sphere tonight in Las Vegas.
Oh, that was tonight?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
I declined so I could stay home and watch every minute of the Masters, Courtney. but it's just Vegas is not my favorite place. It's good for like one day and one day only, and then it gets to be too much.
But that is like an experience of a lifetime that you're missing out on.
I know. My dad's favorite band, and they're getting up there. And
was Lindsay invited as well?
Of course.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I would have begged.
Yeah. Are you a big Eagles fan?
No, I don't care about the Eagles.
Yes, she is.
Oh, yeah. BC Eagles.
But you love. Cuckoo. You would love Vegas.
did you go to cacao?
Yeah. It was a weak one. But
did you get any cacaos at the Masters party last night?
No, cacaos at the Masters party. You know, I should have got one from dude who's wearing the full-on jumpsuit.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, you really seem to enjoy the past hors d'oeuvre.
Yes.
Little toast point. With
the mushrooms on it?
It was beef, I thought.
There was one with beef and one with mushrooms.
And a sauce. I like the mushroom goat cheese one, but you seem to be
both of them.
Really taking in all of the offerings there last
night. I mean, Cap Grill is... one of my favorite restaurants.
Very good.
They got so much stuff.
We will be there doing the show in a week from Monday for the 129th running of the Boston Marathon.
All right.
And we will be joined at the Capitol Grill on Marathon Monday by Brooksy, Will Middlebrooks.
All right, Brooksy.
And other guests as well. All right. I think we promised an early preview on the weekly wrap-up. Scheim, did we promise that now?
Didn't we say we were doing that at 7:20?
Oh, yeah. Okay, I'm sorry. 7:20 is when we're doing that. So that's coming up in 10 minutes. But we have leads left.
The brain is also going.
I mean, there's a lot going on. But we have
just said he was sharp a minute ago.
Yeah, I am sharp. we have leads left. Wiggy, good morning.
All right,
hello.
Good morning. I want to say this. Through 14 games this year and last year, the Red Sox have the same exact record of 7-7. But the perception of the two teams, so much different when you add some pieces to it where you added Crochet through a trade. You added Bregman.
Walker Buehler.
But when you look at the perception of, I think, where fans are with this team, I know it's still early in the season, which nobody should be concerned about or anything. My biggest thing is just make the playoffs. You know, yeah, I'd love for you to win the division, but if you don't in baseball, I don't really think it matters when it comes to all that other stuff, seeding and home field advantage. But just the perception that fans have of this baseball team this year is so different. There's no real complaints. Even I know we had talked about if they had gotten swept in this series against Toronto, I think maybe people would have been like, all right, it was the weather, right? Where last year we might have destroyed this team.
Maybe.
So it just looks it just goes to show you whether they are the Patriots, the Bruins, if you have a bad year and you add a little bit of talent, people tend to kind of move on and forget, about all the past, you know, days of hurt. So it's interesting to see just how, like, you know, talking to people and seeing how people view this Red Sox team this year versus last year.
When are you going to judge this team? When are you going to determine that the moves they made need to be paying off?
I think it's still early to say. I would probably say around, honestly, I would say, like, for me, would be like the trade deadline.
Really?
Yeah.
Curtis, are you the same? You're Mr. Baseball on this show. Yeah. I mean, you expect them to be in first place in the division by June 1st?
I think they'll be in first place when they get back from this road trip, and okay, they won't relinquish right. it.
But I'm not really tripping about first place. I think by the deadline, if they're in the mix, isn't that what people are really going
to
be?
You have to get there, but yes.
Well, they've been in the mix at the deadline the last couple of years. It's
right,
been
but
what's
the,
happened after the
but
deadline.
But the perception of the teams is far different. That's my point. Is
no,
that
you're right. And the other thing, Wiggs, just quickly, Greg, like, it's just so infuriating that Sam won't state the truth about everything. They knew they were going to suck the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. They didn't invest. And you know what's coming out just now? They're working on a salary cap and a lockout.
Yeah.
This has all been in the process here where John Henry can't, as the chief member of the Economic Reform Committee on Major League Baseball's owners' meetings, to then say that he's going to spend at the top of the market like Steve Cohen does. They have been working with baseball to put in a cap, and let me tell you, it is awful for Red Sox fans. You have a luxury here of an incredibly affluent fan base with a huge passion for the game of baseball that is relinquished when it's equal with every other market. And it's a disgrace that that's what this ownership group allegedly has been working toward.
And that's why Vlad wants all his money now.
Yes. Yeah. You're right about that. All right, Wiggy, thank you very much.
You got it.
Real quick, because Courtney and I had the same lead this morning, but I am pivoting. I take a lot of abuse, probably rightly so, on this show when it comes to my age and my generation. So I feel like it's fair. Turnabout is fair play. So, if you want to know one of the issues with the youngs, then the news story from Canada today might be something that you will find interesting when it comes to Gen Z. It appears that several college students in Canada are claiming that they were trapped in a house for nearly a week because two angry geese had taken over their street.
Really?
Yeah. Now, I get it. Have you ever had a confrontation with a goose?
They're scary.
They are. Oftentimes on the golf course, Shyam can account for this. They will menacingly approach you. But all you do is, wave your hands and arm or your golf club and they run away. Like, you're telling me that a bunch of 20-year-olds can't figure out how to get out of their house because there's two angry geese outside
wow.
for nearly a week?
That is nuts.
Or would you guess that this is some kind of a poor attempt at excuse making when it comes to attending class or whatever was going on at their college in Canada?
No, I definitely believe that they were too paranoid to get out of the house because of the geese. That's the society we live in nowadays. Just choke them. They got those flimsy necks.
Don't do that.
I don't know that we would advise that.
If it's a wild geese.
I think Greg's on to something. It's finals time right now. It seems like an easy way out.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. If you want to hear, we have some audio of a confrontation and one of the students, Jory Harris, talking about it.
Close to a week now. We can't even leave our house. It's crazy. We never thought this would happen. Just thought there were two geese. And all of a sudden, now the dad is angry. He's flying at everyone. Old people, kids, us. We've also just been sitting at our window in our living room just watching these geese attack people all day long.
Okay. It's time to pull your big boy, big woman pants up and
Damn.
Get out there and go and do something.
Well, so I have two questions.
Wow, they are attacking people,
I
though.
I know you're watching the video. I understand. But, I mean, get out there and make something of yourself.
Two questions. Does Canada not have animal control? And two, is there not a back door you can go out?
Oh, they could go out under. What if they went out under disguise? What if they got a goose costume and then they went out as a goose?
Hello, fellow goose. I would, don't mind me.
Hello, friends. Like they did the Jim Nance as a goose.
Shime, I would think that Canada would because it isn't like one of the most popular jackets, the Canadian goose jacket.
Yeah, that is true. Canada,
so don't you think they could just be like, oh, we got some two good looking.
Hello,
geese.
Friend.
They need Ron Burgundy's dog Baxter to go out and speak to the geese.
That is true.
When are we getting the review of Anchorman?
Whenever you want.
That is true, Baxter.
Well, we'll get that during the 8 o'clock hour.
Okay.
Very interesting, the review of Anchorman.
I want to hear this.
After you were pressured into watching it. Right. You watch it with Santo?
Yes.
All the way through?
All the way through.
And you watched the first one?
Correct.
Okay.
Santo said the second one, not that good.
It's kind of like, it's hard to make a second one when the first one was so
He
like,
loves Anchorman, though, so, it was fun for him.
Those are the leads. Coming up, we're going to get to They Said It, quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. And right now, here is Courtney with What is Trending This Hour.
The Christian Arcan Show, weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's What's Trending on WEEI.
Trending now, brought to you by Northeastern Savings. The Red Sox avoid a sweep. Trevor Story with a walk-off in the 10th to make it 4-3, the final against Toronto. They now turn the page to the White Sox, 7:40 first pitch tonight with Sean Newcomb getting the start. You can listen to the game right here on EEI. Cooper Boardman will join Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's Perfecting the Art of Fresh. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 6:40 for the MassMutual pregame show. The Bruins fell to Chicago 5-2. Morgan Geeky and Pasta had the goals in the loss. Frozen Four saw Western Michigan beat Denver 4-3 and BU beat Penn State 3-1. The finals between Western Michigan and BU is tomorrow night at 7:30. Justin Rose leads the Masters after the first round at 7-under. Scotty Scheffler right behind him at 4-under. Some rain in Georgia overnight. Could be a wet morning. The first group will tee off at 7:40. Celtics back in action tonight. They have the Hornets at home. Tip is at 7:30. Jaylen Brown is out for this one. And the 2025 Patriots Hall of Fame class finalists are out. Julian Edelman, Logan Mankins, and Adam Vinatieri get the nod. Fans can now vote until April 30th.
I mean, they all belong there. Am I right about that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would think that it would probably go Vinatieri.
You're doing this based on age.
It could go Edelman.
I think Edelman, if you're only going to pick one, I would pick Julian Edelman over the other two. I mean, I get it.
No way. Vinatieri.
I mean, Vinatieri won you Super Bowls, but so did Julian Edelman.
I also think the way in which you vote, it skews towards the younger demographic. I think Julian Edelman's going to get a lot of votes.
All right, so you think he gets the nod before.
About it that way.
Well, now you're age shaming.
No, I'm not age.
You don't think people who are in their 50s and 60s can vote on the internet?
Well, we've seen you.
Would you be able to do so easily on your own right now?
I would get help from you or from Lindsay.
So that's what I mean.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying that.
Edelman will get in. He will definitely get in. Right. It should be Vinatieri.
It should be Vinatieri based on what they were able to do for the organization. Vinatieri first, Edelman second, and then Mankins would be third if you like putting them in that order when they would get in.
Bill Belichick said in the Super Bowl year, Super Bowl 36, their first one, that Vinatieri was their best player.
Yeah, without Vinatieri, you don't have a dynasty.
Without you setting up those kids.
Yeah, that's true. But you know what I mean. Let's keep the spotlight on Vinatieri right now. I shine a lot, Curtis.
You keep us all bright.
And Northeastern Savings Bank is the leading alternative to using a big bank for businesses and families in Massachusetts. Upgrade to a local partner. Upgrade to Northeastern Savings Bank. Member FDIC and DIF. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
It sucks, Courtney. I'm sorry, everybody. It's drizzling. It's 35. It is April may be my least favorite weather month.
It does blow, don't it?
It's like you feel like it should be warmer. The sun's out longer, but it's like I was out. It's so cold.
No, February is the worst month weather-wise.
I don't know. You know February's going to suck.
Yeah.
You can't even go outside. Like, the only thing good about February is the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but Curtis has a great point. Like, you expect that from February. April, you think, all right, this is the month that's geeking us up, getting us ready to go.
Yesterday was nice out.
Yeah, but it's not nice. Yeah.
It should be in the 50s.
Like, right. It was 50 yesterday.
It real barely, feel wasn't.
It was not.
Oh, sorry, I wasn't going by real feel. And also, Greg, never forget, April showers bring May flowers. So,
that's
it's kind of we kind of expected to be rainy. Maybe not snowy, but rainy. Right.
And what do May flowers bring?
A lot of allergies.
No, pilgrims.
Oh.
What?
I was going to...
Where's that was good.
That's a, that is a classic pilgrims. Dad...
Yeah, the Mayflower.
Oh, that went right over my head. I get it now.
That's a dad classic.
Yeah, I'd never heard it before, but nailed it.
Bad.
Really?
I didn't like it.
I liked it. All right. Dad joke.
All right, Curtis, thank you.
Thank you.
So we will early play on the weekly wrap-up from Acrobatic next, and then they set it.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
I need to thank Boston Sports Company for this next segment because they introduced us to the local artist Acrobatic.
Yeah.
And Acrobatic creates for this show a weekly wrap with an R up on everything that happened here in Boston in sports this week. And Acrobatic does it by spitting some rhymes at it, Wiggy.
Yeah.
So without further ado, the week in sports. Here in Boston from Acrobatic.
Let's go. What up? You know the sports gets live when Ac rocks. I just finished watching the Bruins against the Blackhawks. Come on, are you serious? These dudes gave up 4 goals in the 3rd period. I'ma chill cause they've been playing better lately. True. And otherwise the guys on the team might start to hate me. Pasta hit 100 points there, that's a bright spot. Geeky hit 30 goals, homie got a nice shot. The Jays had the Sox in sweet territory until some late game heroics from Trevor Story. They won the final game in extras, now it's off to Chicago where the White Sox are next up. The other night the Green battled with the Magic. Right from jump you could tell it would be havoc. Torrey Craig was the only brother on the floor. Funny party went 0-7 and he didn't score. Pritch picked up the slack, but that wasn't enough. Without the true starting 5, things was rugged and rough. But headed towards the playoffs, rest is what the crew needs. Plus, they already locked down the number 2 seed. The Florida Gators said later to the haters. The Cougars was the losers, couldn't do themselves a favor. Florida waited all game to cook. They not shook, that's all it took to put a title in the books. Frozen 4 preview, let's go, BU. Third straight appearance in the dance show, we see you. It's Acro with that ill flow. I love Boston sports on the Greg Hill Show. Turn it up!
Turn it up!
So
all right,
good.
Smash it or trash it?
Smash it.
I'm full smash.
Yeah,
it's always smash.
Oh, my God.
Hulk smash.
Ink game is legit.
Yeah. Pen legit. Game is serious.
Am I right on the pen game?
I told
game?
You.
How about the ink game? Ink game also.
Yeah, ink game is. I told you about Boston Rappers,
also,
man. We got them out here.
The quill game is strong. Full strong.
All right. Shout out to Marlon for that, man.
Yes.
If you're in the North, Faneuil Hall, go check them out.
Thank you.
They're going to send us some swag, too, though.
Oh, they are?
Yeah, because, okay. You know, they do the Pritch Please shirts, and they got a lot of stuff. So
yeah, fantastic. You know. All right, Chime, let's get to this.
It's time for...
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They
want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll grill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
They said it this morning is brought to you by Ketch's Law, and they would like to honor those who built this city. The iron workers, the excavator operators, the nurses, the truck drivers, those who care for everybody in our city. Please nominate your favorite hero who helped to build this city when you go to WeBuiltThisCity.com.
And that's, as someone that set the dialogue for the city, I think I could be.
You could be nominated by anonymously, Curtis, by somebody for helping to build this city. So, all right, where do you want to start, Shime?
Well, Greg, John Morant got in trouble for using guns as a celebration. The finger guns as a celebration during a basketball game. Well, he's now changed it. He's now using the grenade toss.
Love it.
The finger grenade. The hand grenade.
The hand grenade. Pulls the pin with his mouth, tosses it, covers his ears.
And, Greg, the finger grenade, that was Wiggy with the past hors d'oeuvres.
So,
I mean, I don't feel like this is a better choice, but I don't no weaponry as well.
Isn't this
as,
more lethal?
As some.
Definitely well, more lethal. Yeah,
very yeah. much so more lethal. Yeah. Yeah. Greg, and there's a group of guys who talk about basketball all the time. The Inside the NBA on TNT mm-hmm. yeah. crew agrees with you. And here they are reacting to Ja's new celebration.
He would.
Well, he has a history that maybe like he shouldn't be doing.
Yeah, maybe just
keep the celebrations with people might die alone.
You know what they're doing because y'all going to keep talking about it. Pull that pin.
I know one person happy right now.
Who's that?
Taylor Jenkins ain't got to deal with this crap. He's going to get another job that he deserves. I'm like, I don't have to deal with this immature stuff.
Can we just go back to the facts of this and how stupid it is? Who cares? He obviously doesn't have a gun. There aren't any bullets attached to his index finger.
Right.
We are all adults, right. and if right. your kid doesn't know the difference, then be a better right. parent. Like, can we just really stop this? Like,
I can't wait till he does the rocket launch in that.
No, he's going flamethrower. He's going flamethrower.
Oh, he's gonna go yeah, flamethrower. Yeah, yeah. But that's kind of too much like a gun. Maybe if he throws it on his shoulder. Yeah, I mean, I do like the grenade though. The toss and the grenade.
We talked about this last week. Who cares? Curtis yeah. is right.
To celebrations.
Like, it's
well now like, it seems like he's doing it because he knows people are gonna overreact.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
it is kind of it is kind of dope though. Yeah. I mean, I
the
ain't
blocking
front.
Your ears is the best part.
Yeah,
watch
that's
it.
Great,
Curtis. You should do that when you get off a witty one-liner.
Like, I will.
I think you should do that.
I actually put a gun to my head when I work with Ken and he tells me that Shedeur Sanders and Cam Ward aren't as good as Joe Milton. By the way, Ted Johnson railing against Ken Laird the other day.
Oh, he was?
Really? Yeah.
Said what was he listening to our show and how dumb the take was about Cam Ward and Joe Milton.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. Oh, I liked it. I got a 52 jersey.
Cam Ward's going to be the number one overall pick. Joe Milton was, what, a fifth, sixth round pick?
He was a sixth rounder.
I'm not saying that, you know, hey, 5 years from now, Joe Milton's not the better quarterback, but I'm just saying as we look at these players coming into the NFL, that's kind of, you know, no one really looks at Joe Milton and yeah. says, oh, okay, this guy is going to, was always going to tear it up. So, but I guess, yeah. you know.
Well, we talked about it yesterday, but Abdul Carter will be here visiting mm-hmm. on Monday. So,
and he won't
know.
Need surgery on
Maybe.
His foot.
Yeah,
so.
that's good news is oh. that it seems like the foot is, but it might be bad news. Like if the foot is not an issue, there's no reason, from my perspective, that he's available at number four. Like, there's no, if the foot is a nothing
There's no
burger,
way he's available
as,
at four.
As Curtis's doctor would
but
say.
But I guess it's really the Giants, right?
He's visiting with the Giants for 2 days.
Right, but if everybody's telling me that, not Shedeur, Travis Hunt is going to go two.
Well, it might not be the case. Like, it might be the case that Abdul Carter now
goes two to Cleveland.
Now that there's this foot news, like, okay. I mean, again, it's a strategy thing. Like, best player versus need. Like,
right. But if you're a team like the Giants, let's just play the game. Shyam, you have Travis Hunter going two to Cleveland, correct?
I had him going three to the Giants in my latest
Oh, so you switched it up. But there are teams out there that believe Travis Hunt is going two to Cleveland. So if you're the Giants and you're Brian Daboll, you're in the hot seat. So you have to win this year or you're going to get fired. Why are you going to bring in a guy to a position that you already have elite talent in when you need help on the offensive side of the football?
Because your owner may tell you that you have to. Like, if you look at that player as you've said from back to October that he was the best player that was going to be available in the draft.
Right, but they have two really good, talented edge rushers. I mean,
yeah, or they just take the Philly approach and get as many good pass rushers as they can get.
Yeah.
Especially since two of them are on rookie
contract. Right, but guess what? Philly went and took two wide receivers, or they drafted one and then they traded for another before they got some of those D linemen.
This is Mike from Boston. Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys. Good morning. I just wanted to comment on the John Moran thing. And first off, I got to say, I'm not a liberal. I'm a Trump supporter in that aspect. But I don't know if you guys can't understand how that's not like a healthy thing to do. Like, I understand people don't think he's really shooting people, but this guy's got a huge following. He's doing finger guns all around the air. insinuating that shooting and guns is all right and you're going to have thousands of kids running around.
Mike, I'm sorry to do this. Can you quickly hold for 1 second? How many kids in America that you're discussing that watch the NBA also play Call of Duty?
Oh, a lot.
That is a very good point.
Yeah. So why are we allowing our kids to play Call of Duty in our living room and blaming Ja Morant for gun culture?
Or even Grand Theft Auto. That's another big one.
I'm sorry. It's such an old, tired cliche. Like, yeah. I don't think you're coming from a bad place, Mike. It's just so – it's just – make that make sense.
Yeah.
It's almost time for the match 2.0, which is Shime v. yours truly on the new Grand Theft Auto when it drops.
Mm.
Is that next year, though?
I thought it was fall of this year, no?
Okay, thank God. It's been years.
It's been forever.
Like, get done with it already.
The graphics are ridiculous.
So if we're not allowed to do finger guns, then I can't do the Shooter McGavin when I hit a putt in match 1.0?
No, yeah, we allow him.
You'd have to hit the putt first.
Fair point. Touche. So I think we've officially entered loony season for the NFL draft. First, Ken Laird says Joe Milton better than Cam Ward. Well, let's go in the complete opposite direction because Lewis Riddick has compared Cam Ward to someone who should never be compared to.
You want a guy who has no limitations. And quite honestly, he doesn't have any limitations. So I see this being a perfect marriage on the football field. Look, I said my comp for Cam Ward because of the way he plays. He reminds me of Patrick. He reminds me of Mahomes with how he can be unconventional, throw the football from all different kinds of weird angles, and then just put a bunch of horsepower on it when he needs to.
So dumb. Can we just like make a rule where we don't compare guys to Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes? Please, for the love of God. Nobody are them. They are unicorns in and of themselves.
And like, just one quick clarification, and now we no longer can compare Mahomes to Brady because he pees his pants in the Super Bowl.
So no comps at all or just on those two players?
I think it's just on those two guys. Like Patrick Mahomes is in this generation is a very unique individual that no one else is going to replicate.
Yeah, but
and Tom
I don't
Brady
think he's
also was a
I think
very
he
unique
compares
individual.
The skill set.
Compare the skill set to other people.
But the same way we compare the skill set of Drake May to Josh Allen.
Yeah, which it's I think not like it's early to do that. Also,
right, but it's just the skill. It's just
also
the,
Kim Ward's skill set is not like Mahomes.
No, but it's the skill set and the measurables. Right, that's where you get the comparisons. They're similar size. The skill set is, you know what? They're like the shortstop who's playing quarterback can throw the ball from a lot of different angles.
But then compare him to like Jordan Love. Why are we comparing him to the winningest
because
quarterback
Jordan,
of this
because
current generation?
Jordan Love is like 6'4". Almost 6'5", you know, where Patrick Mahomes is a little bit closer to 6'2", with Cam Ward 6'2". Shime, you know how it is. You're the draft expert. Everybody gets compared to measurables. If there's a short defensive tackle in the coming out for the draft, like, you know, Brian Murphy last year or Kalijah Clancy a few years ago, they say, hey, he's got similar traits to Aaron Donald.
Right. Yeah, but like,
if there's a tight end prospect that talks a lot, they compare him to Wiggy.
Oh,
but I don't think that's
Tyler
always
Warren.
True.
They're comparing to Gronkowski.
Okay, way too early.
But it's the measurable and the skill set. Tyler Warren 6'5", 6'6". Gronk was 6'5", 6'6". Gronk was a good athlete. That's what they.
I don't think that's always true though. Like I think Shedeur Sanders plays a lot like Ben Roethlisberger, and they are two completely different human beings.
Right, but there's I would much rather go to the bathroom with Shedeur Sanders than Ben Roethlisberger.
All right, what's next?
Well, next, Greg. We've been talking about the Masters a lot. Jack Nicklaus was at the Masters, decided to take a nice shot directly at Phil Mickelson. Here was Jack Nicklaus when asked about Phil playing into his older years.
Well, you know, I don't know what level Phil's competing at. I don't know. I guess he's still playing. He's playing the Live Tour. I don't know whether he's playing or not. I don't know. You don't know. You never see it anymore. Phil has been competitive in an odd event here and there, but not really in the last few years. But you know, Phil's been a good player. There's no question about that. There's a question about him being a good player, but.
It was great to see those guys step up yesterday and stripe it right down the middle, Shime. Isn't that great?
Oh my! Isn't one of them one of the older gentlemen in the tournament? I forget who it is, but he's like one under.
Okay,
Freddie Couples. Freddie Couples.
Yeah, Freddie Couples is, which is extraordinary. But seeing Gary play, Gary Player is like 90, I think, or something like that, and he looks like he's 65.
And he's playing in this?
No. I explained this to you all. Did you not pay attention?
No, but he said he was one under.
They go out there, they do the ceremonial first drive. That's how they start the tournament.
But he said he was one
that's
under.
That's Freddie Couples.
Freddie
that's
Couples who's 65.
Yeah. Right, that's my point. So one of the old guys is playing.
There are old. Phil's getting old. That's the whole point of the whole thing. Like, how old is Phil Mickelson? He's got to be 60. Is he 63, 64, something like that?
Mickelson?
Yeah.
No, he's 54.
Oh, okay. Yeah, right.
So
well, that's not old.
Again, the only thing I saw.
He looks way older.
He does look old.
The only thing I saw that from that was Barbara Nicholas.
Yes, that was so nice.
So she was impressed by her husband, and I loved that.
That was so nice.
Very nice.
So nice.
And she can wear the caddy uniform.
Correct.
Yep.
She is allowed to do that.
Correct.
It was nice that she was caddying for her husband.
Yes.
I thought that was very nice. All right, is that it, Sean?
That'll do it today, Greg.
Okay. Coming up next, we'll get to Courtney in today's news. And today's inductee into the Pervert Teacher Association, the PTA, is an assistant principal who was requesting things from the students that one should not request from students. Curtis, recommendation for the match, the 9-hole battle between Shime and I at Granite Links in May. Ceremonial first drive, Dale Arnold.
Well, he's got plenty of time.
What do you think about that?
Dale
stunning.
Here.
Like, absolutely stunning.
Right?
I think I should do the ask.
I was going to give him a call.
I think it should probably be you.
Yeah.
But, okay. All right. Well, anyway. Where do you want to start news-wise, Courtney?
We're going to start with a sad scene in New York yesterday as a helicopter crashed into the Hudson River. Six people died, including the pilot. Besides the pilot, there was a family. The president and CEO of Siemens in Barcelona had just gotten to New York City with his wife and two children.
This is a sightseeing thing.
Yes, a sightseeing tour.
Which is horrific.
Mm. Yeah, but they had arrived in the city earlier that day from Spain. The crash is under investigation, but I mean, we're seeing the video of it happen.
Right.
But there are photos, if Mitch could show the photos, of the family right before they got on the helicopter. And
Jesus.
To see these two young children, to know that they were in that is terrible.
Do they know what happened?
So it's under investigation right now. Here's one witness speaking to NBC News.
So I just happened to be walking and I heard like an engine just dying. And it was like, do, 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 do. And I just turned, I looked, and I saw the helicopter crash and splash into the water.
Terrible.
Yeah, and that's that's why I won't get on none of them helicopter tour rides, because, I mean, just falling out of the sky, because they said the weather wasn't the issue in New York when this happened. So did it just stall in midair?
It can happen with anything. It can happen driving your automobile.
Yeah, but I'd much rather be on the ground on four wheels and my car stalls where it slows down rather than just stalls in midair.
I'm also the type of person that if I'm flying over water, I'm like, all right, I feel better because there's a better chance of survival, I think, if you land in water. I don't know. I think it's because of that Denzel Washington movie.
Yeah.
Flight?
What was the guy's name? Who landed the...
Sully. Landed...
Yes.
Sully was not in the Denzel Washington
movie. Oh, two different movies.
Yeah, two different
but
movies.
But same
Sully
feel.
Sully was played by American treasure Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, yes.
Yeah. Sully landed...
Sully was sober, didn't land in a field, and actually happened.
Sully landed in the water. Okay, Denzel landed upside down.
Right. Okay, sorry. I'm thinking of Sully.
Yeah.
But I always think that I can survive if a plane crash were to happen in water.
Well, our good friend and partner of the radio station BJ Harvey always suggests to a pilot that if we're going to go down, bring it down over land because he does not want to be consumed by sharks. Mm-hmm. So would you rather like Jones and Keefe, would you rather that you crash into land and die immediately, or that you land in the water and you're consumed by an angry shark?
Die immediately, but if there's a chance of survival, even with a shark attack, I think I'm going to take the shark.
Take the water,
really?
Yeah. I mean, the water's like landing in concrete anyways when you're coming from that high.
Yeah.
But I'd probably want to land in the water just in case.
And speaking of planes, two planes clipped wings at Reagan Airport yesterday afternoon. One of the planes was headed to JFK while the other was going to Charleston. They hadn't taken off yet, of course. No injuries were reported and both planes returned to their gates.
Yeah.
New York rep Grace Meng was on one of the flights. Here she is on Fox 5 DC.
All of a sudden, we felt a few bumps
It was like a series of bumps and a loud noise. Look, we don't know exactly what happened today yet. You know, we're still looking into it. We're waiting for results from the FAA. We were literally just parked and someone ran into us.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I might agree with avoiding Reagan National if they need to. Seems like they need to do some retraining down there at that airport.
They keep coming up in headlines for the wrong reasons. That Dover doctor in Gulf Turk was found guilty for a lesser charge in the death of his wife in 2020. Yesterday, a jury found him guilty of voluntary manslaughter instead of first degree murder. So the difference, if I go back to my intro to law class, voluntary manslaughter means you caused bodily harm to somebody that resulted in death, first degree murder is you intentionally killed somebody. Okay. So lesser charge, probably less jail time. Mm-hmm. He is scheduled to be sentenced on May 16th. We can hear from some courtroom audio from Boston 25.
What did you do as a result of getting struck with the glass causing you to bleed while you were on the floor? What did you do then?
I snapped. I kind of blacked out.
What did you do?
I grabbed her.
Where?
On the neck.
How? Did you say anything?
Oh.
I mean, I get it. But the jury, the decision they made sticks, but how is that? Manslaughter, he grabbed her around the neck.
Maybe they took it as he was just trying to control the situation and grabbed her by the neck. He didn't expect
maybe
to kill her.
Maybe it's a doctor from Dover and we look at it differently than we would someone else.
Maybe.
Former soccer coach in Rockport and Gloucester, 46-year-old Jason Rakakis, was arrested and accused of sending inappropriate messages to teenagers. The prosecutor said that he used Instagram to communicate with a boy he believed to be 14 years old.
Oh, God.
Here's defense attorney Grace Edwards on WHDH.
There's a lot of things that go on today with fake posts, spoofing, all that stuff that we will have to do a really good investigation, forensic analysis of what these posts are once we see them.
Mm. Oh, he was hacked. Okay.
Yeah.
Sicko. All right. We'll see.
Yep.
Alleged, Wiggy. Yeah. Alleged. We'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens.
Sounds disturbing to me.
Correct.
Yeah. H-E double hockey sticks.
We got to take a break.
Okay.
We will get to the rest of the news, including today's inductee into the Pervert Teacher Association, who I believe was an assistant principal.
Correct.
So we had a lunch lady earlier in the week.
We did.
Now we're reaching the very tippity top with the assistant principal.
We sure are.
All right, we'll get to the rest of the news with Courtney next.